co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on Word of Life, got goals? If you're ready to make a change, we're going to show you how to achieve the life and relationships you've been dreaming of. Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising, relevant, hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
Today on More to Life, we're talking about goals on our show titled Got Goals? As if you are ready to make a change in some area of your life or relationships, we want to help you get where you want to go. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. We'll help you identify the next steps to getting a little closer to the life and relationships of your dreams. How about that? 877-573-7825.
You know, I think that there are a lot of folks whose lives are so busy. They've gone through things in their past that have kind of taken the wind out of their sails. And a lot of people say, no, my goal is to kind of get through the day. You know, I don't have a lot of goals. I think that instead of having goals, people have groans.
Ooh.
And, you know, that...
Oh, the cleverness of you.
It's just the Holy Spirit when I was praying about this morning. But I do. I think that a lot of us have groans and don't recognize them as goals.
Mm.
You know, it's that groan of, oh, if only I had time to dot, 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 fill in the blank for yourself. If only my spouse was more... Again, fill in your own blank. If only I could get the kids to cooperate with, fill in your blank. If only I had the money to, fill in the blank. If only I could have the time to pray in such and such a way. We have a lot of us, certainly, I know many people, the man sitting next to me included, who are goal-driven people. I've been blessed to know those people in my life who really have taught me so much and have stretched me beyond anything I was raised with, so that at least some goals are a twinkling in my eye. You know, it might not like be going after them the way some of the people I know are, but they're there. But for most of us, you know, maybe that's a little heavy to say most, but in my experience, most of us, instead of saying, I've got these goals, I'm going after them, we have these groanings of our hearts. And sometimes I think those groanings are the Holy Spirit trying to break through, you know, the crust that is around our lives, saying, yeah, you really do want that relationship to be a little bit better. You really do want your kids to be able to have this or that in their lives. You really do wish that you could be that person that you see on Instagram or YouTube. It's in you. It's not just, oh, that's too much. Nobody can really do that. It's all edited for social media. It's that there's a calling unto us that's making us groan a little bit. And if we can, instead of let that groaning deplete us, say, wait a minute, maybe God's calling us to turn this groan into a bit of a goal.
I really like that. So, you know, if you are groaning about something and you'd like to make a goal about making that change in your life, let's move from groans to goals. 877-573-7825. Let's talk about those changes that you wish you could make, that you ache to make, but you're not maybe sure where to get started or what the next step might be. We're talking about goal planning and making goals and achieving those goals that you have on your heart today on More to Life.
And I really want to make sure that as I say this, no one who's hearing my voice feels condemned by that. Because if you're getting through your day, God bless you. You know, you are doing a great feat. But what I'm really trying to say is, if you're hitting the pillow at night going, oh, I wish I had had time for this. I wish this was a little bit different. And you've got that little bit of groan. Instead of letting it deplete you, saying, wait a minute. Is there something God wants me to do with this? Is there something that I would be a little bit more contented, a little bit happier, a little bit more fulfilled if I could tweak this relationship or this way I go about my day or this wish that I wish I could fulfill and not feel condemned that you're not the type A person who's like, all my kids are going to get to the Olympics. You know, we're going to be, I know that, you know, our oldest daughter was a competitive ice skater. And I saw some of these parents who were at the rink at 4 a.m. And then the kids would go off to school and get 4.5 grade averages. I really did know a kid who did that. And then be back on the rink by 4 p.m. till 9 o'clock at night because they had goals. It's okay if you are not, you know, one of that half a percent up there who has that kind of drive. But if there's something where you're just saying, I just wish this.
Or if only that.
Yeah, there's just that little bit of groaning in your spirit. Let's take a look at that maybe. You know, most of the time we recognize the Holy Spirit when it's very positive, right? But sometimes the Holy Spirit comes through our pain in the form of a groan. Just to say, you know what, there's more. There's a little bit more for you. Let's take a look at that today on More to Life at 877-573-7825.
That's 877-573-7825. Really powerful insight, Lisa. I love that.
And thanks be to the Holy Spirit.
You know, the theology of the body reminds us that life is all about growth. You know, St. John Paul talked about there being three phases of humankind throughout history. There was, you know, original man, which was how, what we were created to be at the beginning. And there's historical man as the second phase, which is who we are now. And then there's what he called eschatological man, which basically is the future us.
Which is what I always let you say because I trip it up every time.
The future us that God sees when he looks at us. Just like you, when you look at your kids, you know, you see everything that they could be. Well, that's how God looks at us. And so the theology of the body reminds us that life is all about growth. And our goal as Christians has to be bigger than getting through the day. I mean, look, some, like you said, you know, if that's what you're managing to do,
bravo.
Good on you.
Yeah.
You know? But there is still more, right? And it's not, oh gosh, there's still more. No, it's God wants to give you more, right? And in everything we do, we're called to be receptive to those gifts that God wants to give us, that the more that he wants to lead us to. Inevitably, what that means to cooperate with his grace is to look for those tiny changes, those tiny changes that we can make every day to become just a little bit more of that person God sees when he looks at us. So each day, in fact, each little moment, we should ask ourselves, how can I respond to what's in front of me in an intentional way that lets me bring my life and relationships more in line with God's plan for me? Even just asking that question, you know, you don't have to have a clear,
right,
12-step planned out plan. It's just even asking that question can be enough to help you lean into the more that God has in store for you.
Yeah.
So keeping that big picture in mind is the key to living a more authentic Christian life and having the goals that help you succeed.
Yeah, well, just leaning into that in the first place, it's like putting in the address into the GPS, right? Mm-hmm. You don't know what all those right and left turns are going to be. But just saying, I'm acknowledging this. This is sort of where I want to go. Again, not with a 12-step plan. And as I prayed through this today, you know, one of the things that I really realize as I'm saying the Holy Spirit can be in your groans is that the Blessed Virgin Mary's yes to having Jesus, okay, her great fiat, actually came from that groaning, not just of her own heart, which was there, but it was there because of the way that she was raised. The groaning for the Messiah in the people of God. Oh, if only God would deliver us, if only he would give us our Messiah, if only. That groaning, that ache, is what laid the foundation for Mary saying yes to our salvation. Don't be afraid of the groans. Realize that they're often planted by the Holy Spirit and just take it to prayer and say, Lord, what do you want me to do with this groaning that you have put in my heart and soul?
So we want to help you move from the groan to the goal. You know, what are those if onlys? What are those I wish? What are those Those feelings of, this needs to be better, but I don't know where to start or what the next step is. Let's talk through it. 877-573-7825. One of the things that inspired this was a study that came out of the University of Oregon that was looking at a quality called planfulness. Planfulness is basically the likelihood of a person to agree with the statement that when I have a goal, developing a plan is important to me. And what they found was that each point a person scored on a planfulness quiz increased their likelihood of going to the gym 6 times more than the person who got a point less on the planfulness quiz.
Was this just about, like, planning to exercise?
They were specifically looking at people who wanted to exercise.
Because if I've got a planfulness on how I get my groceries, I don't know if that, like, makes me go to the gym. So I wanted to qualify that.
Yeah, thanks. No, okay. That's important. No, so they were looking at people who wanted to exercise more. And what they did was they gave people this planfulness quiz. And one of the questions, for example, on the quiz was, when I have a goal, it's important for me to develop a plan. Okay? And so they had, like, questions like that on the quiz. The higher a person scored on the quiz, the more likely they were to go to the gym consistently. And in fact, each point they scored on the quiz, that person went to the gym six times more than the person who scored less than them on the test.
Mm.
So the point of this study being, well, what was interesting though, the other part of this, they found that people didn't necessarily have to be able to articulate the plan. They didn't necessarily have to say, okay, I've got all the plans figured out. It was much more about, it's important for me to have a plan, not necessarily to know exactly what that plan was.
Yeah, or
which
even
ties into what you were saying about the GPS
even,
thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I would say even the bare bones of a plan. So if I'm clueless as to what to do to transform my body and make me healthier, if I have the plan that I'm going to engage someone who has a clue, you know,
yeah, right.
I'm going to sign up for that gym membership. I'm going to call a personal trainer. I'm going to get that DVD. I'm going to find that.
Or even
that
this
video
is what I'm
going to
do tomorrow. Right?
Whatever that
like,
is.
I don't know how I'm gonna get the body that I of my dreams, right? But I know I'm going to go to the gym tomorrow, and this is how I'm going to make it happen. Like that. So planfulness.
So a bit of a step.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The degree of planfulness that the person had on the quiz didn't correspond as much to a big comprehensive plan for getting everything done in the universe.
Well, thank God.
It had more to do with a leaning into that plan and a looking for opportunities to pursue that plan in the day-to-day.
Well, you know, again, right back to the Blessed Mother, right? You know, the angel comes to her and says, you're going to be the mother of the Lord. You're going to bring the Messiah into the world. And she's like, but how? And he's like, because God's going to do this. And she's like, okay, I've got a bit of the plan, and God's got this. So, yes, I'm in. I am the handmaid of the Lord. And so, really, if we, you know, in all things, if we become, try to strive to be the disciple that Mary was, if we lean into a plan, and God's got a plan for us, right? And sometimes it comes through inspiration that inspires us and makes us feel great and set our own goals. Sometimes it's through the groaning, but he's got a plan. So leaning into it, first start.
There you go. So let's move from groans to goals today on More to Life. What are you groaning about? We want to help you start making those changes and cooperating with the grace that God has for you. Let's say yes to the plan he has for your life at 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord. We'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence, and we bring to you all of our groans today, all of our groaning and aching, and we ask you to help take those groans and aches and transform them into goals, and give us the grace to fulfill those goals in our lives so that we can live the abundant life that we're called to and become the people that you see, the whole, healed, godly, grace-filled people that you see when you look at us. Help us to come out of that place of hopelessness or stuckness or frustration and futility to even just ask the question, Lord, what do you want me to make of this? How can I glorify you in my response to this? And then give us the grace to bring us through to the fulfillment of that cry. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great.
Pray for us.
So today on More to Life, we're asking, got goals? And specifically, we want to help you move from groaning to goal planning, to moving from that place of I wish, or if only, or this has to be better, or I don't know what to do, to a place where you can identify those next steps for dealing with those struggles. 877-573-7825. Again, the number 877-573-7825. Let's go to the phones. Who's up?
We're talking with Jean, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Massachusetts.
Jean, listening on Emmanuel Radio. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
How are you?
We're great. What's your question?
How do I help my 10-year-old daughter get past or be able to move through her anxiety disorder?
Okay, so talk to me about what her anxiety disorder looks like in practice. What does that mean to you?
So, she... It started in January as a result of a eating situation, and it has... And it only existed where this one person was, but now it has grown and flourished into her daily life. So she basically does not like being away from home, whether that is at school, at a soccer game, if you on a trip. Her only comfortable, safe place now is home. And when she is out and about, for example, yesterday at a soccer game, she started to panic for no reason, just sitting there. I mean, obviously for a reason, but there was no immediate trigger to me.
Jean, let me just ask you a question, because I get what you're saying, but let me just ask you this. You said it started around a specific incident, but you didn't clarify that. And I guess the question I've got is, what is she afraid is going to happen at home if she's not there?
She's not afraid something is going to happen at home if she's not there. She's afraid to be away from home because she knows if she leaves the house, she starts to fear that her stomach is going to bother her. And whenever her stomach bothers her, then she goes, what if I'm going to throw up? And she never throws up, and I remind her every time.
But yeah, no, it's not a logical thing. But I guess what I'm saying, very often when a kid does this, there's what they're saying is, I need to be home because I'm afraid that if I go away, something's going to happen here. Is there conflict at home? Is there... something bad happened to somebody? Is somebody sick? I mean, is there any? I could be barking up the wrong tree entirely, but I'm just ruling this out. Give me an example of what's going on at home right now.
There's nothing immediately going on. I will say that as she was an infant, and I didn't realize this until recently, but as she was an infant and growing up the whole time, there was a ton of stress and conflict in our house because. She's the fourth, and we did not know it at the time, but the third was on the spectrum and was diagnosed very late, and so, as in 14 years old. And so, for 14 years, I was dealing with a lot of behaviors, a lot of parenting issues, and why doesn't he listen, and...
I'm imagining that's still got to be going on now, though, right?
Well, no. Now he's changed dramatically.
Okay.
And has, excuse me, kind of grown into that. And also now that he's been diagnosed, my husband used to get very frustrated by all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Is now more understanding, and so there isn't.
And that must have taken an awful lot of time too, working through your son's behavior and trying to get a handle on all that. That must have been really exhausting for all of you, right?
It was exhausting for me because I didn't have the backing of my husband, who thought that he was just disobedient, and I did it first too. But I figured out much earlier on that something was wrong.
Okay.
And then it was exhausting for the other kids because there was a lot of. tension and a lot of arguments because of his behavior.
Last question, then I'm going to have to jump in here. It took a long time for you to deal with identify this. How old was she when you finally figured it all out?
How old was he?
Was she, your daughter, your 10-year-old. How long ago was this when you finally figured it out?
2 years ago was diagnosed, and therefore all the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So here's the thing. Like I said, when you're seeing this kind of behavior from a kid, it's not that she's afraid to go out. It's afraid that she's afraid to not be home. And so the whole I'm afraid of my stomach being upset. It's all I need to be home.
Now again, realize this isn't logical, but somewhere in her, she's saying, if I'm home, somehow it'll come together. If I'm home, this is my touchstone. If I'm not there, it might fly apart.
And we don't have time to unpack this, but I don't know whether she felt like she was responsible for keeping everybody together somehow. I don't know if this is her way of saying, look, you know, the one who was sick got the attention, and so now it's my turn.
Yeah, let me be home to get some of that now.
But this isn't about her going out. This is about her being home. All right, so you're going to need a professional to help you kind of work through this, and we can help you through the Pastoral Solutions Institute's telecounseling practice, or if you've got somebody good to work with locally, follow up with them. But this is not something that's going to respond to logic. This is an emotional thing. She's saying, I need to feel connected. I need to feel close. I need to feel like home is safe and stable and that I'm going to get the attention that I need to flourish now, too. And working out the details of that's more complicated than I can give you in the 30 seconds we've got before we have to go to break. But that's the direction you need to be focusing in. I want you to pick up a copy of our book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety. It'll give you some additional tips. There's a great book called Up and Down Worry Hill by Pinto Wagner is her last name. It's Audra Pinto Wagner. Those are some resources for you. But as I said, you're going to really need some professional help to get through this. So if you've got a good person locally, follow up with them. Otherwise, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We can get you the rest of the way. But this is not about her leaving. This is about her needing to find a way to stay home to either facilitate the safety that she felt that she was responsible for maintaining, or getting the attention that she finally gets to have now that you've got her brother situation under control. Thanks for the call. We've got to go to break with that. We'll be back with your calls, and Rachel Watkins will be sharing about how to help kids establish goals when we return.
This program is brought to you in part by Charity Mobile, a proud partner of Ave Maria Radio for over 10 years. Charity Mobile is the pro-life cell phone company and has sent nearly $2 million to thousands of pro-life charities. 4G LTE coverage is available nationwide, and 5% of your monthly plan cost goes to your favorite pro-life charity. A video introduction is available at CharityMobile.com. Charity Mobile. Everyday living. Effortless giving. CharityMobile.com.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
When I was outside of the church, there was always an unsettled feeling. There was always a feeling of something missing and something not complete. The deal clincher is we found our way to our parish. And we met just an incredible pastor. We learned things that we'd never been taught. Wouldn't be the person that I am without the church and without the sacraments, particularly the Eucharist. I can't live without it.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church, visit CatholicsComeHome.org.
Beth, why is our health insurance so expensive? Our premium and deductible are so high. Plus, I don't want my family to support a company that doesn't share our values.
Kim, there is another option. Check out CMF Curo. It's an affordable Catholic healthcare ministry where members share their medical costs in community, and it's pro-life. We joined last year and have saved thousands, all without compromising our values. Just go to MyCatholicHealthcare.com.
CMF Curo sounds exactly like what our family needs.
Yeah, that's MyCatholicHealthcare.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and we're talking with you today about goals. How do we move from groans to goals? The move from that place where we have an ache in our heart to making a plan that actually works. I wanted to share a more-to-life hack for moving from groans to goals in your life. When we experience that groan of, I wish this could be better, or if only this could happen.
Or even, I'm just fed up with this whole thing, it should be this other way.
It's important to move from the complaint to an actual plan. So for instance, the complaint, you know, I just don't feel close to my spouse. It's fine to acknowledge that, but just leaving it there causes us to feel undermined right from the start. A better way to formulate that would be to say something like, I feel good when my spouse and I make time to take a walk. I want to do that more often. Do you see what I'm saying? Instead of just sticking with the complaint, I hate how much tension there is in our house, a more effective way to frame that would be, I feel good and the kids behave better when I'm able to correct them gently. I want to do more of that. If setting that positive goal out of the complaint that you have reminds you of the good feelings that accompany sticking to your resolutions and pull you towards success. So what I'm saying is you want to look for the difference that makes the difference. When you have a complaint or a concern or a frustration, the first question you want to ask yourself is, when is this better? Maybe not perfect, maybe not even good, but better than it is. What do I do differently then? How could I do more of that now? And if you can approach a complaint with that kind of solution-focused mindset, it will enable you to identify not the ultimate solution, but the next step, and then the next step, and then the next step, and just like following a GPS, turn by turn, step by step, you'll get to your destination. Got goals? Got groans? You want to figure out how to make that ache a reality in your life? Where you're able to fulfill your hopes and dreams, let's talk about what the next step is for you. 877-573-7825. Stick around.
Father Benedict Groeschel.
I want to welcome you, if you're not familiar, with the wonderful world of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. What will America become if it makes it impossible for the Holy Spirit to work here because of untruth and self-indulgence and paganism? This is not just a nice discussion of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, because I'm going to discuss what happens when people make it impossible to be prudent, just, or honest, or brave, or courageous, or reverent. When people make that impossible, what a terrible thing they do not only to themselves, but to our society.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Christ is the answer with Father John Ricardo.
John 14. This is Jesus in the upper room with the disciples before he's going out to his sacrifice of himself for our salvation. And Philip says to the Lord, show us the Father and we'll be satisfied. Jesus looks at Philip and says, Philip, have I been with you all this time? Don't you understand? When you see me, you're looking at the Father. In fact, only two people throughout human history have given rise to the question, not who is he, but what is he? The two people are Buddha and Jesus. Buddha's answer was, don't come to me, don't look to me, look to my doctrine, look to what I teach. Jesus' answer was, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden. And take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. Jesus is explicitly claiming to be God.
Hi, this is Lisa Popchak. Today's culture doesn't seem to understand the importance of fathers. And the exponential increase in children born to single mothers illustrates that. But fathers are essential to raising happy, healthy children. Here are three things that show us how important dads are. 1. Involved fathering is related to slower rates of problem behaviors in children, reduced teen violence, delinquency, and other problems with the law. 2. Studies show that people who remember having loving, supportive fathers have high life satisfaction and self-esteem. Finally, the most important reason fathers are essential is that when it comes to passing on our faith and values to our kids, fathers are the leaders. When mom and dad are regular churchgoers, 33% of their children will be regular churchgoers, and 41% will at least attend at some time. But if dad doesn't go to church, only 3% of children will become regulars themselves. For more information on having great fathering in your family and a great Catholic family life, visit us at moretoliferadio.com.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today we want to help you move from groans to goals. What is your heart groaning about? When you find yourself falling into that place of, I wish this could be different. Or if only that would happen.
Or I just don't have the energy to fill in the blank. Or I'm just not good enough to, whatever that groan that hits you during the day and depletes you, or last thing at night and just makes you feel like I didn't do enough today. I wish I had. Fill in the blank. Really sometimes the Holy Spirit.
Exactly. The Holy Spirit is speaking to you through those groans of your heart. We want to help you turn those groans into goals by cooperating with His grace step by step so that you can be the person and have the life that God wants to give you. There is so much more to life.
There is indeed.
Let's help you get there today on More to Life. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Catherine, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Virginia.
Hi, Catherine. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi, Lisa and Greg. I'm one of your biggest fans.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you, Catherine. It's great to talk to you.
I love you so much that I advertise to young couples. I say, look, if you will listen to this couple, they will teach you tools that will change your life and change the way you deal with raising children. And I mean,
God,
I give
bless
out
you.
Your books. I mean, I'm just really your advertising in Virginia.
Well, thank you so much, Catherine.
That's so encouraging.
Hey,
thank
the check
you.
Is in the mail, so thanks.
Well,
what can we do for you today?
Well, you know what? This is going to like sound a little bit kind of like the Holy Spirit zapped Catherine Craig in Virginia. First thing this morning, I woke up and I thought of the two of you, and I just immediately got the message from our Lord, you have to be intentional, Catherine. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's what Craig and Lisa have been trying to teach me for like 4 years now that I've been listening to you.
Well, I can tell you right now, it's never Greg and Lisa. It's always the Holy Spirit. But if he used us a little bit, great. So if he's telling you that, yeah, what is he asking you to talk to us about today so we can hone this for you a bit?
Well, you know what really is a kind of an epidemic that I see of people of all ages is that when you raise your children, no matter what age they are, and I have grown children who are amazing and have been attaining their goals.
Mm.
I talk to mothers, and I'm one myself, who all of a sudden it's like, well, I have to meet everybody else's goals and expectations and do my responsibilities to launch them. And then I am kind of bewildered and almost don't know how to allow myself permission to attain my goals. And I'll give you a concrete example real quick, and then I'll be quiet and let you give me some guidance. I have studied the piano for 15 years. I'm a vocalist, and I'm a painter. And for some reason, maybe because I went to Georgetown, everybody was studying economics. And I thought, okay, they're the only really important people because they do practical things.
Ugh.
But what God has shown me as a teacher, and I can teach, you know, just about 20 subjects, and I have in high school. But then the Lord opened doors for me because I kept praying, Lord, open doors for me. So he put me in a chorale, which is somewhat professional, and we're going to be performing this.
For folks who don't know, she means like a choir, not a choral. go ahead. Sorry.
Well, it was really hard to audition, and I've been in 9 choirs, but I never had to audition, and there were grades and tests, and I was like, oh, my God.
I mean,
God.
Catherine, to me, it sounds you've got a vibrancy. So where are you tripping up in this?
Well, the thing that I think is amazing to me is that I'm so excited. It's in a professional concert hall, and it's 150 voices and orchestra. And so this is great. And people are saying, oh, this is good. You're doing this. And they're really pumping up support. And there's a voice that I think Greg always kind of mentions that says, oh, yeah, you're going to be able to do that.
You're suffering from a little bit of desolation here. All right, before we talk about that, and Catherine, oh, my goodness, you are such a great witness to life. And yes, we will talk about that voice in just a second. But let me layer another voice on top of that. Because you mentioned very briefly in this, you know, you looked at Georgetown and all these people who were studying economics, and that was important. I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm going to claim that this is coming from the Holy Spirit, because I truly believe it is. Catherine, you were put in this time of the world with the talents that you have, because your talents address something that the young people of the world and all of the world is truly groaning for right now. God shows himself through truth, goodness, and beauty.
Yeah.
And we are desperate. Talk about the groaning of our hearts. We are desperate for beauty. And there's nobody, and I'm going to say it, nobody who does beauty better than real Catholics, okay? Because we're tapped into that Holy Spirit. We're tapped into wanting to give glory to God through the beautiful. And you've got those gifts, Catherine. We can have people telling us about our money from here to literally doomsday. It's only going to do so much good. Beauty rises the soul to God, and you've got those gifts. So, of course, you're going to have that voice inside of you saying, don't do that, because Satan doesn't want you to give glory to God. But I'm going to tell you right now, you are a bright and shining light unto God. Go with those gifts that you have.
Oh,
celebrate those
yeah,
gifts.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't ever doubt the importance of the arts and your contribution to the arts, because the more that you create beauty, the more you draw people closer to God. And
remind
you know, like
them of
you said,
who they
Lisa,
are in Christ.
Of course Satan's going to want to stop you from doing that, because the more beauty we create, the more it causes people to pause and reflect and realize that there is more to life than just being a cog in a wheel or putting your nose to the grindstone, that God wants us to stop and reflect and rejoice and celebrate and all these things that you might say are superfluous but really are essential to living a full human existence. So let me give you props first there. In terms of how to deal with the voice, you know, we actually talk about this in Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety, in our chapter on the emotional seesaw, where we talk about how to find that emotional balance by having the conversation inside your head that helps to overcome those negative voices. We talk pretty regularly on the program about consolations versus desolations, and that's the terminology that was developed by St. Ignatius of Loyola. But it corresponds perfectly with modern cognitive therapy techniques. A consolation is any voice in our head or any feeling that we have or any impulse that we experience that pushes us toward meaningfulness, intimacy, and virtue, that pushes us toward using our gifts. This is meaningfulness, using our gifts in ways that bless us but also enable us to be a blessing to others.
And all of your gifts are just in tune with that, Catherine.
The intimacy refers to strengthening and deepening our relationships and creating a community of love and support around us with the people that God's placed in our lives. And virtue refers to using whatever life throws at us as an opportunity to grow and become a stronger, more grace-filled person. The more we lean into those virtues, the more we hear the voices in our head or attend to the impulses or feelings that push us toward meaningfulness and intimacy and virtue, the more we're listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit in our lives. But the more we hear the desolations, okay, and by the way, all those are consolations, St. Ignatius would say. Desolations are the opposite. Desolations are those voices in our head, the impulses that we feel, the feelings that come over us, that push us away from meaningfulness, intimacy, and virtue, and into powerlessness, isolation, or self-pity. Those are not gifts or fruits of the Holy Spirit. Those do not lead to an abundant life. They lead to a suffocating life. The more we feel powerless, isolated, or self-pitying, or self-indulgent, the more cut off we feel, the more powerless we feel, the more stuck we feel, the more purposeless and hopeless we feel, right? So those voices are not, you might think, well, that's just me talking to myself. No, that's Satan whispering in your ear. And you have to talk back to that and ask yourself, why does Satan not want me to do this? You know, why does the devil not want me to do this right now?
Now, I'm going to add to that, that when you start asking yourself that, he's going to turn up the volume. He's going to say, because you're not worth it, or whatever crummy thing he says. But you have to say, Holy Spirit, tell me why Satan doesn't want me to do this right now. Holy Spirit, enlighten my mind and heart on this. Because what you're going to hear then, Catherine, and everybody else who's kind of like leaning toward their radio right now because this makes sense to them, is because if you do that, then the light of God is going to shine through the cracks in this broken world and draw people closer to him, give them a sense of who they are in Christ, give them a sense of the godly. And Satan doesn't want us to do that. He wants us to stay in the dark. So then we can go, oh, you know, my favorite quote ever, any saint, St. John Vianney. He walks into his kitchen, and Satan was attacking him.
The devil regularly attacked him. He called him names.
Crazy.
He called him potato eater because it was what a peasant
was. It was like a peasant slur.
Yeah.
And so one night he's in bed, and he hears all this tumult, and he goes into his kitchen, and the pots and pans are flying around the room. You know what St. John Vianney does? He doesn't freak out.
And Satan is throwing the pots and pans around the room, right?
He doesn't freak out. He doesn't have a scary movie moment where his knees buckle. He goes, oh, it's just you. And he turns around and he goes back to bed. And really, and he sleeps well for it too. We need to do a St. John Vianney. When we hear those desolations, but we know the Holy Spirit is saying, you will grow closer to God. You will be open to grace. You will open more people open to grace if you work with the gifts God has given you. Then we can go, oh, it's just you, to Satan. That's just you in my head, and I'm going straightforward into what God wants me to do. Go away.
Identify the desolations. Ask the Holy Spirit, why does Satan want to stop me from doing this thing? Why is he using these feelings or impulses or thoughts that lead me to powerlessness, isolation, or self-pity? Why is he trying to use those to stop me from doing this thing, Lord? And then come against those thoughts or feelings both through prayer and through the conversation that helps you kind of talk back to those feelings and remind yourself of the gift that God's given you and how he wants you to use those gifts to create greater meaningfulness, intimacy, and virtue in your life and the lives of those around you. As I said, Catherine, we talk about all this in Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety. Check it out. But I'm so glad you called with this question, because you are a blessing, not just to us for the love of things you said.
Although, thank you. It really, really is encouraging.
But to everybody with whom you share your incredible gifts. So thank you so much for
responding. I wish I could go down to Virginia and hear her sing.
And you go sing your heart out for God and glorify him in all that you're doing. Thanks so much for your gifts and for your call today. 877-573-7825. We've got to take a break, but when we come back, we're talking more with you about how to turn your groans into goals. How do you take those aches of your heart, that feeling of, ugh, if only, or gosh, I wish I, or how come this can't, or whatever, and take those and hear the voice of the Holy Spirit saying to you, I want to give you more in this. Let me do more for you. And then cooperate with that grace to create goals. We want to help you do that. 877-573-7825.
And it doesn't have to be big life goals, changing everything. It could just be, I wish I was a more patient parent. I wish I was a more loving spouse. I wish my spouse was better for me.
I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller.
Do not. With that, whatever you're groaning about, even if it was that, we're here for you today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. We'll all take a break so people can forget that and move on
more
to whatever.
More to Life will be back after this.
More Life is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 80% of the referral check to Ave Maria Radio and Students for Life. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org. Would you get on a plane that doesn't have a pilot? Investing in passive index mutual funds may present the same issue. The Ave Maria mutual funds are actively managed by seasoned investment professionals to help you meet your investment goals in a morally responsible way. Ave Maria funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors could invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual fund.
You can learn more about the Ave Maria Mutual Funds at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
The EWTN home video highlight for October is the EWTN Family Celebration from Denver, Colorado. John Ed Williams, Father Mitch Pacwa, Dr. David Anders, Father Innocent, Father Augustino, and Father Angelus show us how faith can move mountains. Order your DVD at EWTNRC.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or call 1-800-854-6316.
If you believe in the power of prayer, Ave Maria Radio invites you to look at their website to submit a prayer request at AveMariaRadio.net. Your prayer requests are shared with hundreds at the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, the Servants of God's Love, the Monastery of the Blessed Sacrament Cloistered Nuns, the Family of Faith Apostolate, and the staff of Ave Maria Radio. Just go to AveMariaRadio.net and click on the Community tab to submit your prayer request today.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back. You often feel like you don't even know how to get to your goals because you're just so mired in the, oh, I wish this was different kind of moments, whether they're big things in your life or little things. Those groans can actually be the Holy Spirit pointing you in the direction of brand new goals that you can achieve, that God actually wants for you. If you're kind of tired of those groans, we're here to help you through them and make them into goals that you can actually obtain in your life today on More to Life.
From groans to goals today on More to Life, 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Tia, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Oklahoma.
Hi there, Tia. Welcome to More to Life.
Yes. My big groaning that I'm having today is about decluttering and just getting rid of stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm very blessed. I have a lot of stuff. And some of it, I just have trouble getting rid of anything, like boxes to store things in. And some of it makes sense, because some of it is because I have an emotional attachment to it. So an example is recently my husband, we entertain a lot, and he said, I would like to open the cabinet and see all the dishes matching and all the glasses matching. But I love that we have this disorganized, all different colored, all the stuff that kind of represented our life together of 25 years. So we've got sippy cups that our grandchildren use, that our kids have used, and we have, you know, and so, but I've made progress, and so we agreed that we could donate most of it, and I got to keep our wedding dishes, but just in a different area, since we're not using them.
Okay,
and
very productive, we've made great.
Progress. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And
so you've made some progress, so where are you, what can we do to help you today?
Okay, so I don't understand why I can't just keep going, because it's still it's hard for me to let go of anything. Even like when a box comes in the house, I think I need to save that box.
So let me ask you a question. What are you afraid would happen if you did let it go?
I feel like I'm being wasteful, and I feel like and then if things like that emotional, like my children's pictures or a school paper, I know how to scan it in. I know I have all these organization systems, but still maybe one day I'll need that and I can't find it. But it's pretty much taking over in that there's so much stuff.
Yeah, of course.
I have so many crates half full of, and I get motivated, I get ready to declutter, and I'm going to donate, and I get a big old box for donation, and I end up taking a tiny little box.
Let me ask Tia, this I'm going out on a limb here, and I could be completely off, okay? So just take it with a grain of salt. But growing up, was home life chaotic at all? Did you struggle to feel safe?
Not wait.
Yeah, but here, what I'm trying to get at here is, okay, when I see this dynamic playing out in people's lives, the whole "I wish I don't want to get rid of anything" dynamic, what that usually means is that they didn't always feel emotionally safe growing up.
Or at least emotionally comforted.
Yeah.
You know, there's something about it that says, this tells me that I'm safe. This tells me who I am. This gives me a little bit of the connection that I wanted.
And also, I'm never sure what's going to happen, what's going to come down the road or come around the corner. So mm-hmm. I've always got to be prepared because I don't know what's going to happen. I'd really like you to take that to prayer. What has stopped you from feeling safe in your life? Because it's not really about the stuff. It's about the feeling that I've got to hold on to my stuff, because if I'm not prepared for everything, then anything could get me at any time. And that comes from being raised or going through stuff in your life where your safety has been challenged, and dealing with that wound that's left over from those experiences that have challenged that sense of safety. Okay. So I want you to look more closely at that. And then I want you to also reflect on this, as far as the wasteful piece goes. The church talks about something called the universal destination of goods. And what that means is that we don't own anything. God owns everything. All right. And God lends it to us for a time. And we get to be stewards of it. It's not communism where everybody shares everything equally. It's that God gives us certain things to be ours and to use them.
To meet our needs.
And to be stewards of them. But when we're done with them, they still belong to God. And he wants us to share them with other people so that he could bless them through those things. So it's not wasteful to share those things with other people, or to use that thing for its purpose and then be done with it. Like, I mean, a box, for example, you know, you don't need to hold on to that. And also to trust, the other part of the universal destination of goods is, if I give something away or if I get rid of something once its purpose has been fulfilled, I can trust that because God owns everything and everything belongs to him, that he will provide for me whatever I need at the time. So it's a matter of really prayerfully reflecting on that universal destination of goods, that God will supply my needs and that God is asking me to share what I have with others so that he could bless them through those things in turn. So I think both of those things, one, dealing with the safety wound, that I believe is back there somewhere, that you're holding on to this stuff because you're afraid that if you're not prepared for everything, anything could get you. And it might not be immediately evident what that is, but there's something there.
And it might even be a component that God wants to heal in your spiritual life with him. There may be this part of you that's saying, well, maybe God will be mad at me if I need that later on because he already gave it to me and then I gave it away. And so then he'll, you know, tisk tisk at me and tell me I can't have it. It might be a trust issue with God that he wants you to say, come to me, let's talk this through so I can heal that, so I can teach you to trust me at all times and in all ways.
But then the second part of that is the reflection on our relationship, the Christian person's relationship to stuff,
mm-hmm.
right? That God owns all the stuff, and God shares that stuff with us with the intention that we would use it and take care of it, but ultimately then pass it on to other people who could use it, or, you know, or dispose of it once it's been used so that he can move other things into our lives. So, Tia, those two points are things I'd like you to reflect on. And we do talk about all this, by the way, in Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety, because what you're dealing with is a kind of anxiety. You're not quite a hoarder, but you're sort of in the neighborhood of that.
It's enough that it's depleting how you feel about your home and your relationship with your husband and your home. And if you're feeling that depletion, then that's really not of the Holy Spirit, unless it's a prompting to move you in a healing direction.
Right. And that hoarding tendency, or that sort of stockpiling tendency, is an anxiety-related disorder. So we mm-hmm. do talk about that in Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety. You can check it out at CatholicCounselors.com. Hopefully these reflections will give you a new way to look at this tendency to hold on to stuff and give you some ways forward. We do have other resources for you, though, at CatholicCounselors.com, including the book Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety. Well, let's see. We've got about a minute, so we're gonna wrap this up. But I want you to, you know, the thing I want you to take from this show, okay, is the idea that when you are groaning, when you have that kind of if only, or I wish, or I'm just so frustrated with, or how come this can't, I need you to hear that as the voice of the Holy Spirit saying, I want to do more for you. Now, you may not know exactly what that more is. I can't tell you how it's going to turn out. I don't know what the steps are going to be. But I can tell you that if you bring that ache to God and you say, Lord, help me to respond to this ache, to this groaning, in a way that glorifies you. And if you approach that groaning or that ache in a way that allows you to lean into the pursuit of meaningfulness, intimacy and virtue, like we were talking about in the previous segment in this program, God will show you step by step how to get from the groan to the goal to the glory. You can learn more about all the resources we've talked about on today's program at CatholicCounselors.com, including Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety, and our other book, The Life God Wants You to Have, which is all about discerning God's plan for you and leaning into greater meaningfulness, intimacy, and virtue so that you can move from the groan to the goal to the glory. Learn more about those resources and the Pastoral Solutions Institute's telephone counseling practice, where you can work with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your life relationships. Learn more at CatholicCounselors.com. With that, we got to get out of here, but I hope that you will get out there and celebrate the life that God has for you, because, ladies and gentlemen, there is so much more to life. Have a blessed weekend.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.